ADLF members must take stock and plan how best to fight to win West Midlands ADLF member. As we approach the 1 year anniversary since the start of our national industrial action, we must take stock and discuss how to step up our fight. Despite ADLF members being among the key workers who delivered vital transport throughout the pandemic, moving food, medicine, and frontline workers across the country, we find ourselves on the receiving end of reforms attacking our terms and conditions. The Tory government sits behind the bosses of train operating companies, TOCs, and freight operating companies, FOX, and time and again tries to poison public opinion against striking rail workers holding the country to ransom. These are not the actions of a strong government, but of one desperate to prevent deals that could open up the floodgates even further to demands for better pay and conditions from wider groups of workers. They want to break the effectiveness of a union like ADLF, which has organized collective strength in the workplace and successful collective bargaining across an industry. The Tories have already let it slip in televised transport committee meetings. It would have been cheaper to allow the individual TOCs and FOX to settle the dispute themselves. The initially leaked proposal from the bosses in the rail delivery group of a 4% pay rise over 2 years was a lowball offer, considering that real inflation is well over 10%. But the shopping list of strings attached, with the buzzwords modernization and productivity, including a tax on training structures, and stepped increases in starting salaries, make this offer unacceptable. Coordinate. Now more than ever, we must fight to keep morale high amongst our members, to keep on fighting. That means mobilizing the strength of our own members, but vitally planning and coordinating with the RMT Rail Union, which is also fighting on the TOCs. We must also coordinate with other unions across the labor movement to create a united front against common attacks and those leading those attacks. We can take joy in our dispute outlasting to Tory prime ministers, but despite there being the mood among some of our members of just having to outlast this government, the lack of solidarity from Keir Starmer is a warning of whose side a government led by him will be on. He could add massive pressure onto the Tories and bosses now, if he pledged inflation-proof pay rises and immediate renationalisation of the railways by a Labour government. That's why, as well as escalating and coordinating our action to bring this dispute to an end, we need to fight for a genuine working-class political voice. Rail strikes. The 31st of May, ADLF strike. The 1st of June, ADLF overtime ban. The 2nd of June, RMT strike. The 3rd of June, ADLF strike.